In order to understand the inner workings of the Federal Reserve Bank, one needs to define exactly what is money. That's not as easy as it might seem, but Dan Osmer offers one way to think of it.
It's an idea. And if you look at the Greek word for money, numisma, its root means consensus. So money only works if we all agree upon it, really. So it is an idea that we all agree upon. It's just that it's not always so obvious that we agree on it.
Osmer is trained as an economist and as the force behind the economicsfoundation.org website, is an advocate for economic literacy. He'll be talking about the Fed, as our nation's central bank is often referred to, at this week's Science Buzz Cafe session in Sebastopol tonight, a presentation that will also feature an extended report from the public radio series Planet Money. Established nearly 100 years ago, the Federal Reserve is part governmental agency and part private enterprise, a hybrid that can make it a target for criticism.
A lot of people complain about the Federal Reserve and often say, did you know that it really isn't a part of our government, that it is independent? And I would say it's a little of both. It is somewhat a part of our government, and then on the other hand, it is also has a certain independence. But I would put forth the idea that it's probably good that they have some independence from our political system.
Either way, our country's central bank, like its counterparts in other nations, plays a critical, if deeply internal, role in the national economy.
These days, the bank issues money and creates credit. Its job really is to maintain the stability of the money supply and also to make sure that capital or credit is readily available at a reasonable price, you could say. So they're really monitoring or having the bird's eye view of all of our collective economic behavior.
That information is then used in the function we most often hear about in news reports about the Federal Reserve, setting baseline interest rates.
There's a little group of them that meets called the Open Market Committee, and they collect their data from all the economic activity going on in the United States and try to determine ahead of time what interest rate will spur on or slow down economic activity. And they can do it by making money tighter or looser.
The Fed's other main role, Osmer explains, is to manipulate the actual amount of money in circulation.
They do that often by buying bonds and putting it into the big banks at a certain price. And then they expect these large banks that then lend it out. And if it's available to them at a low interest rate, then the theory goes that then they'll lend it out at a lower or higher rate, depending on what they pay for it.
To a degree, Osmer adds, the central bank performs these tasks because the general citizenry is oblivious to the workings of the large-scale economic tides that affect us all. With a wider understanding of these processes, he theorizes, we might be able to take over some of these monetary processes at a more localized level, reducing our overall reliance on the opaque machinations of the Federal Reserve. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.